You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Roto Experts in the Morning! Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the King, Scott Angle, and Wall Street, Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. I gotta be honest with you, we're up to hour number three right now. I feel a lot better than I did when I walked in. Some days my walk here, very exciting, it's very fun, it's enjoyable. Today was, I was miserable, I was depressed. I've been talking football with you guys, like, I just feel happier, so I appreciate it. Corey, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Greg? It's good morning. Decent week four. I like what happened on Sunday. Got the big Monday night game coming up this week. We get to see if the DC football team is really as good as they looked the past couple weeks, so looking forward to that. You know, had some good efforts yesterday. Pleased with a lot of my teams, the way they shook up. Another solid week. Now losing Dalvin Cook on two of my bigger teams is not something that I'm happy about. But I got decent options, so we'll figure it out, you know. I think we can keep plugging. You know, it's not the end of the world losing Dalvin Cook because, you know, I was high on him. So, you know,
it depends when you draft and where you drafted. You say if it's the end of the world, then for me on a team, it is, Scott. You own number five out of your nine teams. How are you feeling this morning, Scott?
I'm feeling good. I think on only two of those teams, you know, there might be real issues. And one of them is because I also have Chris Carson and David Johnson. You know, they're just kind of bad luck there. But a lot of people have said, texting me and tweeting me saying their season is over. Unless you feel you're 0-4, I don't think you can feel that way.
Giants are 0-4.
Giants are 0-4.
Their season is over.
Their season is over.
The Chargers.
The Jets have two wins. The Giants have none.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Sussman, I'm feeling a hell of a lot better this morning as well. Got my Trenta Rice coffee alongside me. We'll save the Joe Mixon talk till after the break because that needs to be...
Yes, we will.
...talked about in detail.
Yes, we will indeed. We're going to get into Joe Mixon quite a bit here. Coming up in just a few moments, you saw Dalvin Cook leave the game yesterday. You saw two quarterbacks go down in Derek Carr and in Marcus Mariota yesterday. Same day, once again, just like it was last year. Very creepy. Julio Jones left the game with what was...
He's no longer a top five pick. His body is betraying him.
His body is... I'm hoping that after this bye week, which couldn't come at a better time, we get to see Julio. We get to see the real Julio.
Mohamed Sanu also left that game with an injury.
And then we finished the night off with Chris Carson getting carted off in an air cast.
Yeah, absolutely brutal. Brutal.
Did you cry, Scott?
No.
No, good. Glad you were able to keep it together.
He celebrated because Eddie Lacy's that guy on the field.
Oh, boy.
Corey's the only one that cries like when we play as Mike Lang and stuff like that.
No, he just walks off now.
Is Corey quitting?
Ooh. Yeah. A bad day of injuries.
Quit these.
Around.
Nothing to quit.
The NFL here. And Joe Mixon didn't get hurt. We got to talk about him. He hurt people, exactly. I wish I had that line when I came up with it. Everybody and your mother told you to start Joe Mixon this week. Are they going to do it again? We find out next. Here, Roto Experts in the Morning, live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
This is a crazy man sitting right here.
legitimately crazy, though. Cincinnati Bengals went into Cleveland in the Battle of Ohio and destroyed them. From the opening gun, seemingly, in the second quarter. to the end. They absolutely wrecked them in getting their first win of the season. That's the good news. The bad news was this is a game they won 31-7, and it wasn't even that close. And yet, Joe Mixon carried the ball 17 times for less than 30 yards.
This is effing disgusting. It really is. This is pitiful of line, and you're going to see. This is the ideal game script. They go in there. They blow this team out. This guy gets 17 carries. He gets a chance with a positive game script, 17 carries to put the Cleveland Browns away. Not the 85 Bears. Not the damn Seahawks. The Cleveland effing Browns. And this guy comes out, 17 carries, 29 yards, less than 2 yards a pop.
And also,
don't let me be. Hold on. Don't let me. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I don't own him. Like I wasn't high on him. You know what I'm saying? I can admit it. This guy, this kid right here, my eyes are saying to me, no, sit his ass on your bench. Don't start him. This is 2 weeks in a row of him getting the workload that we wanted. The week five breakout that we all predicted. Forget about it. It's not happening. He deserves to be on the bench. You know why? Do you know why they weren't playing him early in the season? You know why he wasn't getting the workload that we thought he should have? Because he's not that good. He's not ready yet. I got the receipts. Put this kid on the bench. It's over. As far as this breakout is going to happen this year, I'm not buying it with Joe Mixon. Not doing it.
The Browns were missing the anchor of their run defense, too. Danny
and
Shelton
this,
did not play.
And this
play.
Kid averaged less than 1 yard, less than 2 yards a pop.
He didn't look that bad last week, though.
He averaged 3.5 a pop last week.
All right, Matt, you have been the one that said every time Joe Mixon was pushed down draft boards, you're like, this is the gift of draft season. That was your direct quote. He didn't show up the first 2 weeks. He didn't get the carries. You're like, great. I'm buying all the Joe Mixon up. Everyone want to give me Joe Mixon? I will take as many shares of Joe Mixon as I can get my hands on. That was what you said. In week three, he didn't look so bad. He averaged 3.5 yards per pop, as Corey and Scotty just mentioned. Here week four, the perfect game script. The game they were up from the beginning to end. He carried the ball 17 times and did nothing. Where are you on Joe Mixon today?
Look, I have sinned. Mike Cardano, forgive me. We talked Joe Mixon up and down the station. Look, the guy is still talented, but like Corey said, he is on your bench right now. I can't make excuses for him. Okay, the week before, he put up 13.1 at Green Bay. This Cleveland game, this was, you know, scripted perfectly for him. We saw Gio Bernard take a 61-yard pass down the field for a touchdown. Look, Gio Bernard was always still going to be a thing, but even with Gio Bernard in the backfield, Joe Mixon needs to produce. Joe Mixon is a very talented player, but as Scott likes to say, opportunity and talent don't always end up in the right result. And a shout-out to money-making Mike Blewett, who pretty much warned us, he warned me too, about the Bengals' offensive line being dreadful this season. But I've seen players with bad lines still succeed in this league. So I can't put it all on that. And, you know, I'm taking the L. I would not cut Joe Mixon. That I'm going to come out and say. I would not cut the man. You have a fantasy bench for a reason. You put him on your bench. Hey, maybe at some point this kid does pop, and you want to have him. You don't want to give him away and want somebody else in your league, you know, reap the benefits.
You know what? We keep talking about put these guys on our bench. Joe Mixon, Amari Cooper, guys like that. What's our starting lineup going to look like?
It's not going. It shouldn't have damn Joe Mixon in it. Because I know mine's is not. Mine's is not until I see something. Because this is a disgrace right here. Talent don't score fantasy points. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it with him. We're hearing about him every week. Every week. And don't get me wrong. I've been a guy on it too. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just looking at it. My eyes are not deceiving me, Greg. This guy's not getting it done. 2 yards a pop versus the Browns? Are you kidding me?
And there you go. That is your Monday moment here. First time we're doing this here on a Monday. The Monday moment, you have a chance to win a free pair of sneakers and really cool sneakers. And all you got to do is listen to On Target today. And Jake Seeley, Joe Pizzapia, Chris Meany, they're going to give you sneakers, a pair of sneakers away. And all you got to do is remember what today's Monday moment was. Today's Monday moment, Corey, Maddie, Scotty, popping off about Joe Mixon. Check it out on Target, 844-843-6879. When they say, what was the Roto Experts in the morning, Monday morning? It was Corey Parson, Matt Modica, and the King, Scott Engel, popping off about Joe Mixon, the Monday moment.
Here's one thing, though, and I know they were missing Shelton. the Browns haven't been bad against the run so far this year.
Yeah, statistically. But still, you know, yes, and I've seen that going into the game and stuff like that, but there's no, he didn't even average 2 yards a carry. He did not, he averaged 1.7 yards a carry, and that might have been the Roto Experts moment in the morning. I'm looking forward on Frenzy to Jake Sealy's breakdown of Joe Mixon, because he's also been telling us.
I'm excited for that.
Check
too.
Check the link.
Don't be mean. All right, so there you go. Corey, you asked before, what tight end do we start? I told you I'm dropping Eric Ebron, and Matt responded, pick up Tyler Kroft. Six receptions, 68 yards, 2 touchdowns. We're certainly not waiting for Tyler Eifert to come back. So Tyler Kroft, doesn't matter what Tyler's in the red zone, right, for Cincinnati?
It's worth a pickup, but I would temper my expectations if you think it's going to be that kind of work sure. every week. But it's worth a pickup. You know, Andy Dalton threw 4 touchdown passes yesterday, so there you go right there. Tyler Kroft was able to get involved and take advantage of it along with A.J. Green. Joe Mixon, bum ass, couldn't. But Tyler Kroft is a pickup, but if you think that's going to happen every week, you are sadly mistaken.
Well, you know, the state of tight end is very dire bleak. Right now. Very bleak. And, you know, Tyler Kroft has actually been relevant 2 years in a row, and Andy Dalton is looking for him when he's near the end zone, much in the same vein that he was looking for Tyler Eifert. Now, sometimes guys can't always step into the same roles and produce, but at least for the last 2 weeks, Tyler Kroft is, you know, looked like somebody who can step up and produce.
And you know, I didn't
think I'd be saying this, but right now I'd be starting Tyler Kroft over Austin Hooper and Eric Ebron.
You know what? Austin Hooper, it would depend on Julio's injury, which I do have word on, by the way, from Adam Schefter. It looks like when it comes to Julio Jones, he does have a hip flexor, but with the bye week, he is not expected to miss any time.
Then he'll come out in week 6, and you know what he'll do? He'll have 3 catches for 39 yards. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
And they'll look at him 5 times. Mm-mm. I'm not fooling with him no more. I got the receipts on Julio Jones, too. I'm not pleased. Well, I don't own him nowhere. I'm not going to say I saw this coming, because I didn't. I didn't think he would be this slow start to the season for Julio Jones. But this guy's body's betraying him. They put a corner over the top of him. They put a safety over the top of him. Matt Ryan don't look his way. Doesn't look good right now. This is not a top 5 pick moving forward. He is not. He's a guy you take on the turn.
Julio Jones struggled this year. He should be ready to go. But another wide receiver injury we didn't see coming yesterday. Jordan Matthews had surgery on his thumb,
this morning,
or he's going to have surgery.
Okay.
He's going to have a pin inserted there. He's going to miss a month for a Bills team that's 3-1, which means nothing for us fantasy owners. Jordan Matthews stinks. But Charles Clay going to continue to dominate in Buffalo.
Yeah, you know, Matthews actually has made a few plays this season. He had a nice catch and run in the opening week. I believe he scored twice. So I think Tyrod Taylor was warming up to him. It's just like, I'll watch this Buffalo team, though, because it can't just be Charles Clay. Somebody else has to step up and catch passes here. I don't know who it is. You know, it sounds crazy, but all of a sudden, does Andre Holmes start catching 5 passes a game? Somebody's got to step up and catch the football here.
Yeah, that's my problem.
We're not aware of who it is.
That's my problem with the Bills' offense. It's like, you know, they're putting in DeMarco. They're putting in who's the bowling ball? Tolbert. Instead of McCoy, like the 1-yard line. And Jordan Matthews, he's nothing spectacular. But losing him, now you say you got to rely on Zay Jones, Andre Holmes type players. That's going to be pretty hard to succeed. And look, as great as Charles Clay has been, teams might start saying, we got to take Charles Clay out and let
somebody's
one of these
gotta
guys
step forward.
Yeah, someone's going to have to step forward, absolutely, for Buffalo. Although, at 3-1, whatever they're doing is working, for now. So
defensively, they're playing very well.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They are a team that is in the Sean McDermott mold, if you will. So the defense playing well, and that is how they are winning football games. Another team whose defense was playing well, they're winning football games, is Carolina, who went in New England, by the way, and defeated the Patriots, who have statistically the worst defense in the National Football League.
They said it's on track to be the worst defense in the
history of the NFL.
Game.
And one thing I was saying last week, I was getting a little pushback on it. I even pushed Cam over to me on Frenzy, saying I had his back. People were saying, cut Cam Newton. I'm saying, once again, that's why you have a fantasy bench. You put him on your bench.
I get you for it.
Talented. Okay, now it's the New England Patriots, defense ever. Okay, worst defense ever. But I'm not giving up on Cam. I'm not saying, you know, he's a must start or anything like that. but put him on your bench.
He's going to drive you crazy. He's going to come out next week and throw no touchdowns and two interceptions.
Exactly.
You cannot trust him,
Matt,
whatsoever.
Who would you rather own going forward this year, Cam Newton or Deshaun Watson?
Let's go back from the break.
We'll take a break. We'll do just that here next.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
We left with a question for you, Matt Modica. Question for you. Would you rather have going forward Cam Newton or Deshaun Watson?
This one's very tough. It's very close, believe it or not. I think I'm going to stay with Cam here, but it's amazing how close it is that, you know, if there's Deshaun Watson shares out there, I think people need to be gobbling them up as quick as possible. I'm very curious to see how much Watson goes for in leagues where he is available.
Yeah.
I'm currently going back with my partner in our home league in Staten Island on how much we should bid for Deshaun Watson. We have Cam Newton and Dak Prescott on that team. I will be carrying three quarterbacks.
You'll carry three quarterbacks?
I'm going to carry three quarterbacks. We've got the high score 2 out of 4 weeks. We have a stacked team. I don't see why we can't do it for now. I'll let it play out for a couple of weeks, and then I'll make a decision.
I would rather have Deshaun Watson. I understand why it's close because Cam Newton has the history, but I just think, you know, both of these guys can run, but, you know, the Carolina Panthers seem to rein Cam in more, and I just watched Deshaun Watson, and he's a better pure passer, I think, than Cam Newton, plus the fact he's got DeAndre Hopkins, and I'll take DeAndre Hopkins every day and twice on Sunday over Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah, Scott, I was going to go that way for those reasons. But if you saw yesterday's game when they needed that touchdown, we saw Cam Newton. And I just, something's telling me the second half of this season, maybe he's getting healthier. And their schedule is pretty nice, too, the Panthers looking ahead. And I just think this guy is proven. He's proven to put up MVP-type numbers in the NFL and in fantasy. So I just can't really just give up on him just yet.
I don't know. I can't trust Cam. And I can't say I look at the schedule because, yes, he did what he was supposed to do against New England, but he didn't bring it against New Orleans. I feel like the last 2 weeks are probably going to be encapsulation of what we're going to get Cam all year. It's going to be a big game, and we're going to think he maybe turns around.
I agree.
He's going to lay a dud.
I agree with Scott on this one. I'm not buying in on Cam Newton. He beat up on a bad defense yesterday. New Orleans' defense is pitiful. You know what I'm saying? So I still think that Cam is going to struggle running this offense. I still think that there's a lot that needs to be learned. Greg Olsen, Kelvin Benjamin did play and showed up nicely yesterday, but I'm not in on Cam Newton. I like to see the rushing touchdown, but the Patriots' defense stinks, and they took advantage of that.
That's a great point, Corey, but let's go back a week. Deshaun Watson beat up on that same Patriots' defense as well. Tennessee Titans secondary.
Terrible.
Horrific.
Terrible.
I mean, so.
Yeah, and Cam faced the Saints, and he didn't do anything.
But I'm just
the Saints defense has been better as of recently. I do get you with what you're saying, but Watson looks comfortable in the offense.
I'm buying in on Watson. Yeah. I am, like I said, I did a complete 180 after that game versus the Patriots, and that was against what we were saying possibly a historic worst defense ever.
We can't face
before,
in the opener.
Before the weekend, we said, I think Maliba was on Friday, we said if they go in there and drop a 30 burger on New England, New England's defense is a trouble area. He went in there and dropped the 30 burger on him. That's a trouble area right there. I'm not trusting Cam. He's on my bench.
Here's the reason why I'm gonna trust him.
I'm sorry. He's on your bench because last week he was on your waiver wire.
Yeah, he's on my bench
now. He's on your bench.
Yeah.
Here's where I'm gonna trust him. Like I said, he's coming off of that shoulder surgery.
Yep.
So maybe as this season progresses,
get stronger.
They get stronger and better.
And more confident.
Yeah, more confident. And I've seen what he's done before. I can't discount that. I can't take that away. And as great as Deshaun Watson's last 2 weeks have been, it's 2 weeks, and it's still a rookie quarterback. And, you know, maybe we get a little more tape on him. Teams start to, you know, scheme it a little differently. That's all I'm saying. I am telling you to go in and buy Deshaun Watson wherever available.
Kelvin Benjamin yesterday, 4 for 104. Devin Funchess, 7 for 72. I guess I'm wrong about this guy. I don't know.
Oh, look, I mean, I thought without Benjamin, you had a roster Funchess.
I know you did, yeah.
And, look, I think he would be an excellent tight end. But, you know, look, if he's going to get the targets, people have been waiting for this. Last year, a lot of people thought he was going to pop. It didn't happen. So, look, maybe now I want to – this is an offense we have to consistently keep our eye on, engage, and see what happens. Obviously, you know, we're going to keep hearing how terrible the Patriots' defense is, but they produced against them.
Well, you know, maybe the offense is evolving because, you know, Funchess has that role that he can step into without Greg Olsen there. Mm-hmm. You know, he's almost built like a tight end. But, look, I give credit to Kim doing what he did yesterday, but I feel like I can't trust him. He had an okay game against the San Francisco 49ers. Of course, you don't expect him to perform well against Buffalo, but you think he would do better against New Orleans. And look, give him credit for yesterday, but I just feel like Deshaun Watson is a better pure passer, and he's got a better weapon there in DeAndre Hopkins. I feel like Cam has already showed me, like in the 4-game sample size, where it's going to be up and down and up and down, and it's going to be fantasy anxiety there.
I'll say this. You talk about the new offense here for Carolina. Christian McCaffrey, a major part of this new offense. Just 4 catches for 33 yards yesterday. Carried the ball 6 times for 16 yards. Not a good game for Christian McCaffrey.
No. This was a game, and this is another one. Looking very forward to this matchup. Mm-hmm. Patriots struggle against pass-catching running backs. Look. The wide receivers
they did
got
against
it done.
Fozzie Whitaker.
Yeah, Fozzie Whitaker of all Fozzie people. Whitaker. I was like, you got to be kidding me. But this is another guy that, you know, hasn't lived up to it so far. But this is an offense, like I said, I can't give a comprehensive report on the Carolina offense just yet. I want to see it going forward, monitor it each week. What happens if this week versus the Chiefs, the Titans get shut down? Watson throws 3 picks. Are you going to be off him after one bad week?
Oh, rookie quarterback going to have his ups and downs.
No. I'm just trying to make that point. Look,
he's trending in the right direction. What I like about Watson is he's learning a new offense too, just like Cam is. But he's taking it and he's improving every week. I understand.
But he's got Bill O'Brien, quarterback whisperer.
I'm quite sure he's saving Bill O'Brien's job right now. Bill O'Brien is not making him.
That is excellent analysis, Corey.
On the other side of things here, for New England, Rob Gronkowski had 4 catches for 80 yards. Jimmy White, 10 catches for 47. Corey, are you taking the L on Chris Hogan?
Yeah, I am. Right. I am.
5 for 60 and a touchdown for Chris Hogan, who's been utterly reliable.
You almost had a second, I think, too.
He did almost have a second. Yeah. Yes, he did. But I got it. The one name I have to ask about is Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, it was
3 for 38 yesterday.
I got the receipt.
You got the receipt on Brandon Cooks.
I got the receipt on Brandon Cooks.
And that's a major receipt for you because you had Brandon Cooks. You were willing to take him. You were talking like, I'm going to take this guy 4 overall now. I mean, yeah. This is where we were with Brandon Cooks. Ahead of Julio, ahead of AJ. I mean, I know you loved AJ Green, but like, you were all in here on Brandon Cooks. And just has not been there for the most part.
No, it hasn't. They're spreading the ball around. They're getting multiple pieces involved. We're not seeing that kind of target share that we want to see for Brandon Cooks. The big plays, we're not really seeing those either. I'm legit concerned that Brandon Cooks is no more than a wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3.
Who would you rather own going forward, Brandon Cooks or Chris Hogan? My buddy Jeff, you crushed it. Why can't Chris Hogan be the wide receiver to own in New England?
I'm still going to take Brandon Cooks.
Okay.
I'm still going to take Brandon Cooks. Tell Jeff don't at me.
I'm going to still take Cooks, too, because I look at it this way. Everybody who Brady is throwing to now, he's comfortable with. He's comfortable with Gronk. He's comfortable with Amendola when he's there. He's comfortable with Hogan. It's the second year. I think over time, as Brady becomes more comfortable with Cooks, this could be a big second-half guy.
Danny Amendola also had 6 for 42 and a touchdown. Listen, the annoying thing if you're Brandon Cooks owner is the rest of his offense is working, right? Like, Gronk's going off. Hogan's going off. James White's doing stuff. I call him Jim again. Danny Amendola is doing his thing. So everybody in this offense is doing a good job right now, except for Brandon Cooks, which is frustrating. Then you get to the running game. You talk about how unpredictable it was. Deion Lewis was vulturing Mike Gillis yesterday, left and right. I mean, he scored one touchdown. He had multiple opportunities to score others. James White only had one touch running the ball, one carry, I want to say. Gillis had 12 for 49. Weird game running the football yesterday, Corey. Corey from New England.
Yeah, and this is classic. You never know what the New England backfield situation is going to be like. Obviously, I like to stick to James White. Other than that, you can't really trust none of these guys. You go to New England for the passing. Now, you can get some work out of running games. If it's not White, it's not right. James White, I mean.
Okay.
At least that's the way it seems.
Yeah. Well, this is why Jake too would say that that he stays away from these New England running backs. It's just like everybody wanted to jump all over Gillislee after week one, but what has he really done since? He's like, White is always going to catch his passes, like Corey says, but you can't trust anybody here. It's like, you know, even Burkhead, when he's back, it's like we've spent only a 12, 13 round pick. What's that?
How many times are you going to say like in a sentence?
Like a lot.
God, I'm teasing you
guys. Yeah. I was joking back.
All right.
Yeah. Like he didn't get it.
Okay. So we had to get into two terrible offensive performances. And I came in here and I said the Giants are the worst offensive football. And Scotty, you mentioned that's the Dolphins. They have the worst offensive football. Let's talk about both of those two teams here for a moment. The Giants lost the Bucs. They dropped to 0-4 on the season. The Giants fall 25-23, second consecutive game in a row. They lose on a game-winning field goal. Eli Manning actually played pretty well, had two touchdowns, had time from a rebuilt offensive line, remaneuvered offensive line. He had time, and he made some nice passes. Odell Beckham cleaning out 100% with the ankle. He came in and out of the game a few times, also jammed a finger. He finished 7 for 90. Talk about tight ends you can count on. Evan Ingram was getting to that point here.
I like Evan Ingram.
He is.
He's getting to that point.
I said before the season, I said I thought he was going to be the best rookie fantasy tight end, and he's looking like that. Odell made some nice catches. He got scared about his ankle at one point, but it turned out to be okay. Sterling Shepard disappeared.
What about that running back?
Listen, no, I don't agree with that. Sterling Shepard did not disappear because he had 5 for 54, 5 targets. I don't know why everyone's jumping on the move for Sterling Shepard. This is his role in the offense. He wasn't going to ever be targeted this insane amount. And it's not just you, Scotty. There are a lot of people that loved Sterling Shepard last week.
I did.
And I didn't get it. Yeah. More about the Giants, the Dolphins, and the Bucks, of course, Saints as well. We're going to rush for the morning. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Hey, what's going on in Las Vegas, Nevada, right now? You can see it on Twitter. There's they're asking for blood, right? To donate your blood and try to help save lives. That's what we do every day here on the Roto Experts in the Morning at rotoexperts.com/DKMass. We're trying to help you save lives. One of the ways you can help doing that is by donating bone marrow, becoming a bone marrow donor, and that's all to save and help blood cancer. RotoExperts.com/DKMass. Cancer affects everybody. And you should, if you can, do what you can do in order to help save lives. It's just swabbing your cheeks, sending in and finding if you would be a match. And if you are a match, you're not required to do anything. But you can, like I said, help save a life and be a donor. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. That's the site to go to learn more information. Just head to the bottom of the page. You hit a link. You get a chance to actually go to the Super Bowl by entering a daily contest. You enter the contest. You win this week. You qualify for week 17. You win week 17. You go to the Super Bowl. It is as easy as that. So there you go. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. The website to check out for more information on donating blood. and donating bone marrow and saving lives, truly, and trying to save blood cancer. Stop blood cancer. All right, the Giants, as I was saying yesterday, Odell Beckham Jr. finished 7 for 90. He's really good. Evan Engram, reliable, 6 for 62. I know people were disappointed by Sterling Shepard. I really wasn't. This is kind of what I expected from Sterling Shepard, to be honest with you. Brandon Marshall had 6 for 46, had 10 targets, but he's an awful, awful player. Like,
yeah, you can see that the end is there for Brandon Marshall. But
you know what? It's not even about not having the speed anymore or the strength.
He's not trying.
He's not trying. He can't catch. It's...
check cash.
That's what it was.
Yep.
Like, it's embarrassing. It's an embarrassment.
Corey loves it.
One thing I will say is somebody that wasn't a Brandon Marshall guy but stood up for him after 2 weeks is if this team is like, oh, it keeps losing games, it's less and less incentive.
Inside the NFL, totally. There's a seat waiting for you.
No, he quit that. He doesn't do that anymore.
You can go back now.
Maybe.
But
running in the running game, Paul Perkins looked as awful as ever. And then they run Wayne Gallman, who's been on ice.
Who?
Wayne Gallman.
Who?
Wayne Gallman.
The guy I brought up in the summer. You killed me about it.
I did. And he was inactive for the first three games. Orleans Darko gets hurt.
Paul Perkins has been inactive the whole season.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And Gallman comes in, and it's funny, because everyone loves Wayne Gallman now. He averaged like 3.5 yards.
I got a text from my partner. Should we pick up Wayne Gallman?
He averaged 3.5 yards per carry. Wayne Gallman's a new hot thing. But he looked good yesterday.
At least he was trying.
Yes, at least he was trying.
He was getting first down.
I think when he was healthy, that Darko actually looked like the best runner on the Giants. But Gallman, you know, he's got good vision. He's a glider. But, you know, he runs very upright. And, you know, he takes one big hit in that midsection. And he could be out for a few weeks. But... you know, he does give you the offense a little bit more of a jump start. And as you saw, Eli threw to him on a swing pass. So they're going to give this kid a chance, so you got to pick him up.
According to Jake Seeley, that's their best running back. So maybe you want something a little
You know, I was saying something in the summer, but, you know, I got killed.
Yeah,
you did, Scott.
By suspect.
It's still not a place you go to look for your running back.
No, but I said...
Eli Manning threw the ball 50 times yesterday.
I said you got to put the guy on your watch list.
Yeah, you can't put 37 players on your watch list, though, to be fair.
Well, your watch list, you can put 1,000.
That's true.
You could.
Technically,
there's no limit to the watch list.
All right. Please, I'm telling you, put every player in the NFL on your watch list. Please, thank you. There's no limit.
No.
No limit. What?
There's certain guys.
Put Peyton Barber on the watch list.
Now you're making this ridiculous.
Right, because you can't just say put everybody on the watch list.
No, I didn't say put every player on the watch list, okay? This is not like holiday baking where you say you put every cake on the bake list. I'm saying there are certain players that you put on the watch list, and that's one of them. I'm not saying put every player. Nobody ever said that. I'm saying there's certain guys that you have to keep an eye on as a fantasy player.
I'm glad you got personal, as you always do.
Well, you deserved it.
Did I say anything?
You deserved it. You said, okay, I can put every player on your watch list.
Oh, so you're impersonating my voice?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's a pretty terrible job of that.
What?
A terrible job of impersonating my voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was a terrible job of ridiculing what I said. You deserve it.
But I deserve you going into my personal life. Oh.
Look, if you're going to put it out there, you know, let's go.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
You know what? You're going to ridicule my analysis. I'm going to go back at you.
I'm going to continue to ridicule your analysis. Because if you said what you did in August.
Because sometimes it sucks.
which you did in Wayne Gallman.
I didn't recommend Isaiah Crowell.
You sure did.
No. You said put him on your watch list.
Right.
But as a fantasy owner, how would that help me? Because if I had Wayne Gallman on my watch list back in August,
right?
He was inactive for the first three games. So I would not
have been off your watch list.
He would have been off my watch list.
No, you know what? You would have did what I did about a week ago.
You picked up Wayne Gallman?
I picked up Wayne Gallman.
Where at?
What?
Where at?
One of my leagues. One of my home leagues. My Dynasty League.
You must be in terror.
Dynasty League.
Dynasty is a different thing altogether,
Dynasty
Scott.
Dynasty League.
No.
That's a big difference.
That's a big cop-out, too. That is an angle-like cop-out right there. You added a rookie on a Dynasty League. No, come on, I almost cussed just now. Come on, this is the kind of stuff why Cardano
Guess
be
what?
Tweeting at
Guess
you
what?
During the show.
Cardano, who I retired from football and then from baseball, let me tell you, I went to pick him up in two other leagues. He was not available. So people had him on their watch list. People had him on their watch list in my leagues. So I rest my case. You're wrong again. But you shut up and you moderate.
Shut up. Don't tell me to shut up. I'll kick your ass, Scott. Don't tell me to shut up.
Let's go. I'm right here.
Scott, are you saying you're right about Wayne Gallman at 11 carries for 42 yards?
Exactly.
No, what I'm right about is putting him on the watch list.
Great. So
what is that?
What does that mean?
That don't mean
I told you what it means. I told you what it means.
Oh,
Lord. It means nothing to you because you were wrong about Gallman and you can't take it.
How can you say it's wrong?
He had 11 carries.
I explained it 11 times and you still don't get it. Do I have to put it in a baking cake in order for you? Do I have to put it in a kickball for you to understand it?
Yes.
I'm going to explain it one more time. If there is a guy that maybe who has the talent or the opportunity, but he can't fit him on your roster, you put him on your watch list.
Okay, would you rather
I went out a week ago and tried to put him on my team because what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to be ahead of the curve, okay?
But you got ahead of the curve by picking a player up and putting him on your bench, saying I'm putting him on my watch list.
Put him on my bench. Put him on my bench. He's on my watch list.
Great.
So I put him on my bench a week before.
You own him in
like
one league.
Alex Collins.
You own him in one league.
You don't listen. You're not listening today.
Did he not say that? Did you not
what
say
did
that?
Did I not say that I went to looking for two other leagues and he was picked up?
What about your six other ones?
What about I don't have room for him.
You don't have room for him.
No.
Because he sucks.
Right. No. He wasn't as good as the other players on my roster.
Right. Exactly.
But I did go looking for him in two leagues. He was already picked up.
Who would you rather put on your unlimited watch list? Alvin Kamara or Wayne Gallman?
I'll tell you what.
Kamara.
You know who's not on my watch list?
Who?
Isaiah Crowell.
So yeah. What are you doing with the Isaiah Crowell thing, Scott? It doesn't make a difference. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying unlimited watches. You don't listen either. But you don't listen more than anybody on this show, so
I'm
not surprised.
Though.
Not against me, you don't.
I win. How about that? Something
right.
You do less
four,
than anybody on this show.
4-12 in the league in the last 2 years.
Somebody, something that you do less than anybody on this show. Win.
4-12.
That's the bottom line.
I won against you.
You don't win. Win a championship.
I won lots of championships. You won one
win
fluke championship, and you talk so
win
much
a championship.
Garbage. You won one since I've known you. One.
On the Tampa Bay, yeah.
Could I ask one question?
Sure.
Who on this table thought that what the hell's his name was going to miss that kick?
Oh, I thought he was going to miss
Nick
the kick.
Nick Falk.
He almost missed it too.
He almost missed it because he overcompensated going left. But friggin' Landon Collins is offside, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, that's true too.
I couldn't believe Landon Collins got beat by Cameron Brate like that.
So I actually watched that play back just a moment ago. He was just staring inside. It was terrible. Oh my god.
They're right. Giving up. That's
even happened. Landon You're Collins right. can't You're cover right. the tight end.
They're in a sunken place, can. And I love it.
For the Bucs, Matt opened the show with it, death taxes and tight ends against the Giants, and held true as not one but two tight ends scored touchdowns yesterday. Cameron Brate, 4 for 80 touchdowns, and Hall of Famer O.J. Howard had nobody within the 50-yard line.
Finally.
Yeah, how about Cameron Brate? He's played three games. The last two, he's got 13.3 and 18 points in a PPR.
Adam Humphries in 6 for 70. Is Adam Humphries somebody, Scott, that we should talk about?
Put on your watch list.
We've done this before.
Well, he's not
on my watch list.
He was reliable, though. We've done it before.
A few games last year, but he's really that third receiver. He's, as I teach Corey what a watch list is and tutor him, he will not go on your watch list.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to be honest with you. I've owned Adam Humphries in the fishbowl this year. I absolutely owned him.
Adam Humphries can play.
He can play.
I think he's a better NFL player than a fantasy player.
I kind of agree with that.
The next 3 weeks, you might hear absolutely nothing from him.
But doesn't he does more than Deshaun Jackson does.
Yeah, Deshaun Jackson is
Deshaun Jackson will still get more involved.
Him and Jameis are not connecting. Jameis is overthrowing him.
Underthrowing.
And the thing about it is Deshaun Jackson, Deshaun Jackson always say he can go out there and get it. Run under the ball, son.
Yeah.
So you can go out there and get it, run underneath the ball.
Yeah.
He's not going out there and getting it. He may have lost a step. So it's interesting to see how that situation has not panned out. He's still flexible, but he's very risky.
It was very interesting what they said on the broadcast, though. They said that Winston trusts Brate more than any other receiver on that team.
They did say that.
They did say that multiple times. Yeah. They said that multiple times yesterday. Jaquizz Rodgers is 16 for 83. I want to say this. Dirk Cutter, after the game, gave no reassurances to Doug Martin getting his job back this week. He does. Return from suspension will be reinstated later today. Get back to practice. And I know a lot of people, at least in my leagues, are counting on Doug Martin to do something. We'll see.
Well, is he going to be active on Thursday night?
Short week, man.
Short week, exactly.
But they're not going to give away what the game plan is.
I understand.
Though,
that defense.
Going against that Patriots defense.
That's going to be a fun game.
Jameis going light into them.
It's a good one. It's a good Thursday nighter. Absolutely.
Over 64 and a half.
For the Buccaneers?
No, I'll say this. The Giants' offense did look better than the Dolphins. Put up a fat zero in London yesterday against New Orleans. It's a brutal game. Nobody got going. Although, I'll tell you what, Jarvis Landry, Devontae Parker in the PPR. It's okay.
Jay Cutler's like, that should be me, not Tony Romo in the booth getting all the credit.
Jay Cutler's like me. He would have been in London anyway. That was his crew in London. But he was on the field getting sacked instead. Talk about Alvin Kamara, New Orleans. And we're up for the show. We're done. That's it. Wow. 5 minutes away. Jake Seeley, also a labor champion. He's coming on the show as well. Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning. And listen, we can all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts in the Morning, and at this time, we bring in labor champion, Seal and Kid, Jake Seal. Congrats, Jake.
Nice.
Congrats, thank you, Jake. Sir. How about that?
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling pretty daggone good, especially since they don't allow $0 bids in it, and I blew my entire fab back in July.
Oh, my God, and you survived all the way.
Maybe it's a lesson to be learned from that.
How about that? Hey.
Kudos today for allowing $0 bids as well.
Made a few trades. I thought I was going to get walked down in this last week because Bumgarner and DeGrom got skipped in their last starts, but held on by a slim margin over Zinke and Podhorzer.
That's awesome. Congratulations, man.
Where did the Cabbage Patch Kid finish?
I don't think it's very high.
Who's the Cabbage Patch Kid?
We're not going to say his name. We're not giving him credit. That's why we're not saying his name.
Okay.
Hey, Jake, although you know you won, I feel like all you're going to get today is crap and heat on Joe Mixon instead of love for winning labor.
You forgot one. Is that and Jay Cutler, too, because that Jay Cutler is a QB1 this week. So Joe Mixon and Jay Cutler are not doing so good for me this week.
Are you going to take up smoking? Are you smoking Jake?
No, definitely not.
Smoking Jake. Hey, were you in on Alvin Kamara this week, Jake, who really came on and on the show because it was national game, basically. Everyone had him at Fox at 9:30. He had 5 carries for 25, but also caught 10 balls for 71 yards and a touchdown yesterday.
I wasn't that high on him. I don't think anybody was. But I think we've discussed this a lot of times in Football Frenzy and during On Target and stuff like that, is that he was the most consistent, most reliable option in the PPR. He was RB3 level. At this point, he's looking like even more than that. He's looking like the best part of that backfield.
There was somebody in the summer that was touting him up, saying that role in the Saints offense, Reggie Bush, Darren Sproles.
Yeah, good job, real quick.
Appreciate that, Scott. It means a lot to me. Michael Thomas, who is your boy, Jakey Jake, had 8 catches for 89 and a touchdown. After a slow start, he's picked it up. He looked, he dropped a couple balls yesterday. He looked really good, though, Jake.
Yeah, this is everything we expected. Well, at least I did, and a lot of people were saying, oh, he's going to get the number one coverage and attention and the defenders and stuff like that. And people just forgot that he saw that towards the end of last year, too, and everybody was just worried about the loss of Brandon Cooks, and we've all seen it already. As Ted Ginn is, 70% of Brandon Cooks. He doesn't need to be Brandon Cooks for Michael Thomas to have some attention drawn elsewhere. Michael Thomas is fine. He's an elite top 10 wide receiver, and he's just proven that so far.
Yeah, and like Ginn's really not involved. I think they miss Willie Snead, though. It's like he was inactive yesterday. That offense, like the passing game, doesn't look quite as balanced. There's no Cooks. There's no Snead. You see them making adjustments, and a real nice adjustment to Kamara, because those Dolphin linebackers, they were ripe to get roasted.
Yeah, I had him in my lineup. I took him out because the previous 2 weeks he had 9 touches, and I think, the love going forward.
Pass catching backs against the Dolphins, you got to watch that every week.
It's a good point, Scott. Yeah. The worst feeling is I played a team that had Willie Snead in that lineup and I got crushed. I got crushed.
You hate that when you lose to a team as an inactive player.
So annoying. I had Julio Jones. I had Michael Crouch. He was on the bench. I put in Paul Richardson. I also had Devontae Adams. You got hurt. I had a terrible day, man. It was just a terrible day all around in fantasy for me. Tomorrow on the show, I'll talk more about the Chargers. We'll get into the Chargers-Eagle game a little bit. I'll also get in Jerron Brown here. We had a really nice game for Arizona last night. Arizona-San Francisco on the show tomorrow as well. Listen to On Target with Jake Seeley today. He'll go give away our shoes today, Jake, for the Monday Moment, Loretto Experts.
Yeah, what's that about?
Well, I'll shoot you a text a little later on.
He'll bring you up to speed.
But the Monday Moment, you call it, basically, you call in On Target later today. They will give you a pair of sneakers if you get our Monday Moment right. Make sure you listen to On Target. At some point today, Jake, Joe, and Chris will give you away a pair of sneakers if you can name the Roto Experts Monday Moment. Cut up next, it is the Fantasy Football Frenzy with Jake Seeley, the labor champion, Matt Motika, and the fantasy executive, Corey Parson. For Wall Street and for the exec, and for the king, Scott Angle, I am Greg Sussman. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Enjoy Monday Night Football tonight. We will see you tomorrow, right back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Bye.